You're gonna probably never do a thing until you accept it's possible, right? So why even allow yourself to think that it's not possible? Why create doubt? You are the greatest living organism that we know. You exist on a mass of land surrounded by a body of water on a planet that is spinning on its axis around a burning star in a galaxy of endless galaxies. And you think that you can't do something? Come on, play the game a little better than that with me.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
Think about your image. Not your physical image, your self-image. The one you've created in your head about who you are on levels that are mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. And before we get into this one, I gotta mention an error from the last podcast. Not a major one, but I think I referred to Neville Goddard's book as The Power of Imagination. Well, it is in fact The Power of Awareness. And once I realized that I was actually uploading the episode and thought, I'm not gonna try and recreate it so I can fix one fucking mistake, because I'd probably end up making another one if I did. Perfection is the enemy of progress, my friends. Admit the mistakes and then just move on. And move on we shall. Self-image. I love it. Identity. I love it. Who we are. Who we are being. What does that mean for us and the results we get in our life? If you want to know someone's attitude or their self-image in life, just look at their results. It's like, if you want to know if it's raining, either look outside and see the rain, or step outside so you can feel it. The rain won't lie. Neither will your self-image in its alignment with your results in life. Now, your values, your identity, your beliefs should align with your goals. And when someone tells me they don't have any goals in life, I think, like right now, I probably just stare at them blankly until they end up coming up with something, anything, just to confirm to me that they have a pulse. I don't buy into the bullshit that someone tells me, oh, I just like everything the way it is. I like my job. It's secure. Ouch. That's the way I feel. The reason for doing what you do, a secure job? Fuck that, buddy. No, seriously, been there, done that, got stuck, felt stuck, got anxious, got depressed, and once I realized that I was lying to myself because it was something I had been told when I was younger, get a secure job, things had to change. Wasn't told go and chase your dreams, wasn't told to relish life and its opportunities, was told go to school, do A-levels. When I was doing A-levels, I was told there, you need to go to university, right? You need to get a good job. You need to do this, you need to do that. Now, that wasn't bad advice. And the people giving the advice weren't bad or wrong. It was probably just a little one-sided and based on the identity of the people giving that advice. Perspective, it's always perspective. People who had either got the secure job or hadn't, and wish they had. What they didn't tell me was that you could actually create a secure job for yourself in your relentless pursuit of your goals, dreams, and life's purpose. I didn't come here to work for someone and aspire to create their dreams. You might settle for that, but that is 100% your choice. I don't think you're ever too old, ever too broke, ever too beaten to do what you want. If you want it, you'll find a way. Otherwise, you'll find an excuse. And creating a strong and resilient self-image for me is part of knocking obstacles clean out of my fucking way approach. Obstacles have to give way to me. How dare they get in my way? The world is what we created. It's what we give to it. I'm not giving excuses, and I'm not taking them either. Strength of mind, strength of body, strength in spirit, emotionally connected to my goals on a one-track path to some kind of Wild West style adventure. All, of course, while remaining humble, having fun, and drinking copious amounts of JD and cold beers. Like I said, my life. Our identity has to match or reflect our dreams, our goals, or our aspirations. Get into alignment with your goals by being the person who has achieved them already. This is where people tend to get lost, but let me try and make it really simple. You don't know what you don't know. So if you've never physically achieved or experienced a goal before then, you don't know what it's like. When you know what it's like to do something, then you can do it and repeat it. So when it comes to achieving your goals, you have to act from the place of already having done it, not thinking about how you've done it. So forget about how, think about what it felt like to do it. What did you feel? Who were you when you felt like that, achieving it? What were you thinking when you realized you had achieved the goals? That feeling and thought process part, that's the backbone of self-image. It's like that critical DNA sequence code needed to unlock the keys to the universe or something really sciencey and important. And at no point should you be trying to think about how you can achieve your goal, because you're going to get stuck. You simply focus on being the person who did achieve it. What did you feel? And what did you think about in order to do this? That's a journey I take my clients through. It's something I've been doing now for probably going on 4 years, and I've done it with hundreds of people. We help to recreate the image of the person we want to be in order to achieve the things in life we want to achieve. We begin to rebuild the lost confidence, because confidence is something that we have. We haven't lost it. Okay, it's just a figure of speech. Okay, you believe you've lost it, but it's still there. We start to retrain the belief systems. We look to unravel the things that have been holding us back. We go to the place that you're afraid to go, because you know if you go there, you may have to face up to the fact that you are where you are at this very point in your life because of you. And that's a hard pill to swallow. Most people avoid it. Like to blame others. Partners. Parents. Teachers. Friends. Blame anyone but the one person who made choices based on how they felt that led them to where they are. When you wake up to the realization that everything in your life was as a result of your decisions, then you have a chance to create the future you want. Until then, you'll just stay spinning in the world where you create someone else's future for them by being their little bitch because you're too scared to step up and take ownership of your life. And hey, I'm sorry if you just choked in your caramel latte there, but I don't really give out hugs on here. You should know that by now. Hugs are not for the podcast. Hugs are probably what's been part of the fucking problem in the first place. Not enough people with the balls to stand up and say, Paul, I'm going to use myself as an example in this case, just in case for somebody out there who offend, you know, the wet wipes. But someone with the balls to stand up and say, Paul, you did this, only you can fix this. As a coach, I can help you. Yes, 100%. I can give you knowledge. I can give you support. I can help you develop greater understanding. I can help you increase your confidence and belief and faith in your decision making. But I will not lift that shovel. I don't dig the well for you so you can sit in there and feel sorry for yourself. I don't fill that well either with spring water and help you try to reduce the natural aging process by tapping into, I don't know, the infinite supply of life that we have here on Earth. Basically, I'm not going to do your work. All right, that shit's on you. I am going to help you create the necessary space in order for you to be able to do that work in the most efficient, effective, and productive way possible without having a fucking breakdown. And even if you have a breakdown, what I'll do is I'll reach my hand out to you and help you back to your feet. Because I've been in those fucking trenches and I know how dark and cold those places are. Self-image is your guiding compass. It's your North Star. Being that person now is how you guide yourself to actually being that person in your goal. Steve Jobs said it. I said it in the last episode. You only connect the dots when you look back. And the only thing holding you back is a belief. A belief in yourself. And that lack of belief is a lie you've been telling yourself to avoid the pain you think you'll experience if you feel. But you can only feel if you quit. So if you don't quit, you can't feel. Remember, if you want to change things in your life, you have to change things in your life. So if you want things to change in your life, you have to change the things in your life. Take ownership. Change starts with you. In the notes section attached to this podcast, you're going to find a link. And if you click that link, it will take you through to a page where you can register for free online training with me for a week. Now, these week-long experiences only take place every few months. And right now, they are for women only because that is who I work with. We have a very safe, secure, and supportive community who help each other move into the space that they need to so they can achieve their goals. Whether that's a change in the scales or body shape, whether it's improved confidence or better relationships, the goal doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter to me. It just has to matter to you. So if you think you'd like to, I don't know, try me out, full pelt for an entire week, then click the link and register your name on the waitlist for the next challenge. The worst thing you could do right now, based on what I've just said, is think, I wonder if it's for me. Remember what I said? You don't know what you don't know. You have to do things to find out. Click the link, send me a message on Facebook or Instagram, and I'll get you connected. I guarantee huge results that week. Just borrow a little of my belief. See you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.